missing data may happen for many different reasons, and how you treat the missing values is likely to change the results you get. It's the second part of that sentence. That's the scary part. We know we're going to have missing data. We're going to have missing data. People don't finish things. I don't finish things. Something doesn't get, you know. But the idea that you're going to have to do something about those missing values and how you do it may change the world, that should bother you. Case-wise or list-wise deletion. Only cases that have complete data are used in any of the analyses. Those cases, which cases those are, changes as the variables used in the analysis changes. So when you're looking at one reduced model versus another non-nested reduced model, you might have different people in those two different models. That could be a problem. Because now you're not just counting on one sample to represent the target population. You're working with two different subsamples and expecting they will both represent the population equally well. Yeah. Pairwise analyses. Use whatever cases have complete data for that analysis. Which cases those are can change as the variables used in the analysis change. And in particular, watch for results of different analyses reported with different sample sizes. Okay, and we'll show you an example of this going horribly awry. Okay? You have to start paying attention to more than R squares, Fs, and Ps. You have to start looking at degrees of freedom. When they say there's 9 predictors, is the numerator degree of freedom for F 9? When they say they got 200 people and 9 predictors, is the degrees of freedom 190. One each plus one should give you what's left over. When those degrees of freedom change, there's something they haven't told you. And let's show you examples of all this good stuff.